This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rodgers to the Steelers thing, too, I would say is also for me going to underscore... I think it underscores how desperate they are, frankly. And I think we need to go back to this. You got to remember, they are not his first choice. I just saw Mike DeFabo retweet something from, I want to say, a Vikings beat writer about the meetings and discussions they had about Rodgers. It's just so obvious that he wanted to be there and that he's the Steelers, or he's the second choice here. They're the second choice, excuse me, for him. Like, Fake John and Robinson tweeted in and said he thinks that they actually did want Fields back, but that they overvalued their own name brand and thought that would bring him back. That's plausible. It also would tie in nicely, if that's true, that Fields just really did not want them when they did want him. It would tie in nicely to the idea that as much as the Steeler brand, everyone thinks, right, is this unimpeachable heritage thing in the NFL that is always going to be relevant, that's always going to be right near the top of the league. For players in real time, in the real world, it doesn't hold the same luster or appeal that it used to. I think you're seeing that. I think if Rodgers and the Steelers, if he wanted this to be a done deal very early on in this process because they were his A1 pick, it would have been. Like, you would not have even heard about the Vikings. You'd have basically heard it leaked out somehow that Rodgers really just wants to come play for the Steelers and the rest is just details. And I think they're desperate enough for him that even though now that there's no other realistic landing spot for him, he'd have to hope for a midseason injury or retirement or what, I guess go quarterback the Browns, I don't know. Even though you would think his leverage is killed, I think he probably still has more over them because they're desperate for him. They signed Mason Rudolph and they clearly did not pay him a number that suggests we are comfortable with you being our starter. So even though Rodgers has no other seats left really to sit down at, in this game of musical chairs, he still has them kind of over the barrel here. I don't think he's going to have to take any kind of discount. If anything, I think Russ being off the market now, Rodgers could say, how about you knock it up there by another million or two? If he wanted to, I mean, because that's how desperate they appear for him.
Yeah, they're really the only match that is still left out there, and that's if you had any belief that Russell Wilson was a thing. Russell Wilson's return was a thing, which it did not seem like, and it also... seems like it was probably a sigh of relief for people in that building that Russell Wilson went elsewhere.
Just so he would stop calling them?
And particularly the offensive coordinator?
If you're a Giants fan, how do you sell that to yourself, that he's probably got the inside track to be your starter? That would be very weird.
I don't think it rules... I know it's a Giants discussion here more than the Steelers. I don't think it rules out them still taking a quarterback.
Oh, no, it definitely doesn't. And then if you're that quarterback, oh, here you come in with Mr. Unlimited and Jameis. Good luck learning the ropes in the NFL with those two in that room with you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the Italian version of Duck Hodges is any part of the Giants' future, so Tommy Cutlets may get moved on if Shedeur Sanders is the name that they call at number three.
What would Silla say? That's anti-Italian discrimination if they kick him out of that room? Just got to respect Columbus Day.